How about a female sheep? Have you heard anybody call that?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, what is it that sheep have on their backs? Sheep have on their backs.
Talking about the
Yeah, so they make clothes out of.
Wool.
Okay. What might you call a male hog?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. How about a like a male pig that's been altered or something? Okay, if you had a pig or an animal, say like a cat or something like that, and you didn't want the cat to
spayed it.
Sure. Okay. Oh. Sure. Now, would you ever call a pig? What might you call a pig? Spayed. Pardon me?
I don't know.
Okay. What might you call a little hog? You know, firstborn.
I don't know.
Okay. How about when it gets a little bit older? Not a farmer, huh?
No.
Okay, how about when it gets full grown? You get a full grown?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure. Okay, what do you call the things on a hairbrush?
Bristles?
Sure, okay. And then what would elephants have coming out of their mouth?
Tusk, a trunk.
Okay. Do you know what you might call the long container type thing that you put food in for hogs? You might call it a feed. What might you call the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. How about the noise made by a cow during feeding time?
Talking about moo?
Yeah. Okay. Basic moo. What about the noise that a horse might make?
It's start with a dumb. I forgot.
Okay. Yeah, what would be like a kind of a general term for like horses and cows and mules?
Animals.
Okay. How about like for hens and turkeys and geese?
Poultry.
Okay. Okay, then a hen that on a nest of eggs is called a You already might mention that in your day-to-day conversation.
No.
Okay. Okay, and the place where a chicken would live would be called
a coop.
Okay, sure.